Pope Leo warns about AI dangers in encyclical and calls for rules to protect people and jobs. Pope Leo Roman 14 releases a long church letter called Magnifica Humanitas that warns about the dangers of AI and calls for clear regulation to protect human dignity and jobs. He presents the letter with the co-founder of Anthropic and asks leaders in faith and technology to start a real dialogue. The Pope says technology is not a foe, but profit should not erase work and value. He lays out ideas to regulate AI firms, help workers learn new skills, and teach people to use technology critically. He also calls for strong ethical limits on AI weapons and for keeping human control in decisions about use of force. The letter uses Bible images to show a crossroads for humanity, urging a move from Babel to Jerusalem through shared responsibility and social justice. The Pope calls for international rules to regulate AI to protect jobs and human dignity. He warns profits must not justify widespread job loss. He pushes for retraining workers and safety nets for those at risk of automation. He emphasizes tech literacy and shielding children from harmful or false content. He demands human control over weapons with AI and stronger dialogue between faith and tech leaders. Pope Leo Roman 14 issues encyclical on AI risks and global regulation overview. He releases a lengthy papal document, Magnifica Humanitas, weighing in at more than 42,000 words. It warns of the potential dangers of artificial intelligence and calls for clear rules to protect human dignity and work. The encyclical was unveiled with the presence of a co-founder from Anthropic, underscoring a push for dialogue between faith leaders and technology experts. The timing matched a broader Vatican push to address AI through a new high-level committee. Key proposals: the text argues that technology should not be viewed as a natural foe of humanity, but it also says profits should not come at the expense of people's jobs. It urges strict oversight of the main AI developers and calls for programs that protect workers who face automation. It supports education that helps people use technology critically and safely, and it emphasizes safeguarding children from violent, sexualized, or misleading online content. It also insists that decisions about the use of weapons must remain under human control. Ethical and social stakes: the Pope uses biblical imagery to frame a pivotal choice for society. He notes that the real question is not simply whether to embrace or reject technology, but whether to build a society that mirrors Babel's hubris or Jerusalem's cooperation. A future where workers are reduced to gear in a profit-driven machine would harm social balance and cultural life. The encyclical stresses that society must maintain a broad social role for all, not just a small elite. Historical context and leaders call the document is signed on May 15, marking the 135th anniversary of Rerum Novarum, the papal text that shaped social teaching during the Industrial Age. Magnifica Humanitas places work at its core, defining it as more than income and linking it to personal development and dignity. It warns that new tools could devalue those lacking access to education for new roles and criticizes a narrow view of people as mere measures of efficiency. The Pope calls for new joint efforts among political leaders, unions, businesses, and the scientific community to craft fair rules and protections, potentially on an international scale. Public and expert reactions: analysts see a split in responses. Some view the encyclical as a moral imperative that could influence technology leaders toward ethical action. Others see it mainly as guidance for clergy and lay educators, including seminarians, to frame conversations with the faithful about technology's pressures. The encyclical is expected to serve as a reference point for religious educators and church leaders working with communities facing digital age challenges. Conclusion: in Magnifica Humanitas, the Pope reframes technology not as destiny, but as a collective choice that requires clear regulation, robust education, and steadfast protection of human dignity. The document argues that profits cannot justify widespread job loss, and it calls for international norms, worker retraining, and safety nets to ensure a fair transition. By urging human control over lethal AI and insisting on ongoing dialogue between faith and technology leaders, it lays a path toward ethical innovation grounded in shared social justice. Through biblical imagery of Babel and Jerusalem, the encyclical emphasizes collaboration across sectors, politics, business, unions, and science to seize AI's potential without eroding the common good. Frequently asked questions: what is Magnifica Humanitas about AI risks? The Pope warns about the dangers of AI. He calls for rules to protect people and jobs. He also urges education and ethical use, plus human control over weapons. What does the Pope want for workers facing automation? He wants protection for workers and retraining. He says jobs must be shared fairly, not only for a few. He calls for international safeguards too. Why does he use Babel and Jerusalem as images? Babel stands for tech pride and a centralized, profit-driven system. Jerusalem stands for cross-cultural cooperation and shared responsibility. What rules does he propose for AI companies? Regulate the leading AI firms. Protect workers and help them retool. Teach people to use tech critically. Shield children from harmful or fake content. Keep lethal weapons decisions under human control. How should religious and tech leaders work together? They should dialogue and cooperate. Leaders from faith, policy, and science can set safety standards and shared rules. It's a global call to act together.